Welcome to the show that focuses on the positive, things to live for. Here's Rick.
We often like to complain whenever we find ourselves really busy. But I think deep down inside, many of us know that it's actually a blessing. During the lockdown, when many of us found ourselves with a lot more free time, we often tried to find extra things to do around the house, just to keep ourselves from being idle. When you're loaded with work, it means that you're getting things done. You're being productive. There's a certain satisfaction that you get after you've completed a job. You feel like you're contributing to the world somehow, that your efforts have some sort of value. Another thing about being busy is how quickly time can pass when you're concentrating on a task. A lot of us can think of instances where we've gotten so caught up with what we were doing that the hours went by as if they were minutes. Then, before we realized it, the workday was almost already over. Of course, after we've spent a good amount of time working on a difficult task or resolving a complicated issue, there's a certain sense of satisfaction that we feel. We can take a step back, look at what we've done, and be happy with the results. Thanks for listening to Things to Live For. If you enjoy our 2-minute program about the good things in life, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Lately, we've touched up the sound quality of a lot of our older episodes and have reposted them. They're not perfect, but at least they're a little better. We're calling it our classic collection. Check it out at our website. Faith will give you the details in a second. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us on Things to Live For. For more ways to listen, go to thingstoliveFor.com. That's things, the number 2, livefor.com.
Hey, are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org in the U.S., or iasp.info if you're outside the U.S. Help is just a click away.